You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. FCC Commissioner Michael O'Reilly, the leading critic of the commission's recent decision to cut back spending on the enforcement division, and someone who is very close with the National Association of Broadcasters lobbyists, sounded another warning about the micro radio menace with the September 24th release of, quote, a draft pirate radio policy and enforcement statement, unquote. The statement lacks any specifics and instead restates the need for FCC action on this issue. Michael Marcus, a Spectrum tech and policy consultant who used to work in the FCC's Enforcement Bureau on rules for Wi-Fi and 60 gigahertz policy, replied to O'Reilly's post at FCC.gov saying that if the FCC is going to cut staff in the Enforcement Bureau, it should at least adequately fund the part of the office that improves productivity through technology. Quote, specialized equipment can improve the efficiency of monitoring for intermittent signals such as pirate broadcasting and intentional interference to other services by collecting data 24/7 for later analysis that can be used to refine location and operating details. Enforcement Bureau's field staff has been notoriously underfunded in technical equipment, as has the OET lab. The FCC 2016 budget proposal has $167,132 for Enforcement Bureau tech equipment and $121,920 for OET's lab. Enforcement Bureau's equipment development group in Powder Springs, Georgia, will shrink from 10 positions to 7 under the present plan, unquote. That sounds like specific criticism that might be useful in shaping policy. This is Tom Rowe for Waveform Radio and WGXC.